Episode 125.
Let's try again. Oh, you're right, it is 126. Oh, you're right. 26. Episode 126, Overcompensating on This End. This week, it's me, Joel Train, and Sophie Smooth. And we talk about really bad traffic in Zanesville, keeping it blue, and just making a stupid joke gets pretty rough. Seriously, Graham, you might not want to listen to this one, at least not the last 20 minutes of it. I think that is it. Let's both do it louder. You heard it. Thanks for listening.
Well, sure, you wouldn't think so. You can't provide a outside view.
I admit I'm biased.
I'm sorry about your mom before. I'm sorry I asked.
I'm sorry you did too, man.
We discussed black people driving ghetto, like redneck cars.
It's not redneck when they do it.
I think we actually did.
I'm kind of thinking, like, I wrote a note for myself a while ago.
Yeah.
And now that I'm, like, saying it, I'm like, shit, we talked about that once.
Every time I see it, I'm like, woohoo! Fucking up them stereotypes!
Lots of Trans Ams. Mustangs.
Jeeps.
No way.
Only
borrowed Jeeps.
Segment of the African-American population.
Whoopi Goldberg.
It's not the only black person driving a Jeep.
It's not a lesbian Jeep if it doesn't have mud, if it has mud on it. A fair amount.
I thought they kept it clean traditionally, but
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand.
No self-respecting lesbian's gonna let mud cake up on her Jeep.
So she just washes it immediately.
Just what?
Just washes it immediately.
Yeah.
Straight to the car wash. Everybody drink coffee.
You know what happens when you go mudding before and then get back on the road? You can hear like globs of dirt and shit hitting your car.
Hell,
it's like,
yeah.
Whack, 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 for the first like 100 yards, and then you get it all off. Freaked me out the first time I heard it. I was like, well, who the fuck is throwing rocks at our car? Like, what the fuck is going on, dude? It's just mud, you idiot.
Makes me so stupid.
Mud's still.
So when I was in Kentucky at that Jeep Jamboree, I was talking to the guy, one of the guys.
Did he have a beard?
Did he have a beard?
You know he had a beard. Yeah.
No, he didn't have a beard.
Really?
Sorry. Sorry.
So you're lying now.
Good old boy, though. You know. I said, hey, where do you guys go mudding around here? And he gave me this very confused look. Apparently mudding is not the term down there. It's just off-roading.
Yeah, you're probably an asshole. You're lucky he didn't punch you.
I guess. Like, yeah, you going mudding? Like,
fuck you, dude.
What the fuck? I'm going off-roading, asshole. And he kicked me in the nuts.
We hate mudding.
You must be from Ohio. Just like that.
Sorry about that.
No, you're not.
It actually sounds nice.
I like the sound of it.
I've heard a recording of one. It sounds good.
Steve, I know specifically, had to take a piss and did not enjoy that sound. Yeah. But you'll get there, buddy. No wet pants today. And you should probably let your mom know that you're listening to this show, because you're really young, and I worry
how'd you find it, dude?
That's crazy. Like, you're super advanced to be able to operate iTunes at, like, your age of 6 or 7.
Welcome to Snort Coffee. Because it's better than snorting.
Fire ants? I feel like we did fire ants.
That's true. Whether we did it or not, I don't know.
Sounded fresh to me.
Yeah, take it. Do not snort fire ants.
Confucius said.
If you have a choice between snorting coffee and fire ants, go with coffee.
Thus saith the great Confucius.
Is that a this or that one?
Wait. No, that's an easy one then.
Yeah.
It's no good.
No, we told you the answer to this. On that one.
It was this. We got Joel Train, Silky Smooth, me, huh?
I hope you have a fine day.
Table of contents to see if coffee or fire ants is in there.
No, I didn't see it in the index.
Did you just look at one like, that one sucks?
Yeah.
Right.
They seem, I don't know. This or that. This, swallow a live goldfish without water. That, swallow a teaspoon full of cold fish eyes. This or that? This thing or that thing? Which one?
Cold fish eyes.
Yeah, I'm going with that thing.
Yeah.
Goldfish or cold? Gold.
Gold.
Okay.
The teaspoon is full of cold fish eyes. The swallow whole live fish without water is a goldfish.
Do I get a glass of water with the fish eyes?
I don't think so.
No.
I wouldn't think so either.
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't specify that I wouldn't.
That's true.
Like the other one. Yeah. Teaspoon of fish eyes.
A teaspoon? That's not
tablespoon.
Much.
Tablespoon.
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 Heaping? Or like...
not say heaping.
Okay. Then definitely
what's
tablespoon
that? When you flatten off the top of it, what is that called?
Leveled.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's called in like cooking books and stuff?
Yeah.
I'd much rather have a leveled tablespoon.
Yeah, especially because they're round. It's going to drag some out. Yeah. It's not going to be quite a full tablespoon.
That's going to be like 5, 6.
I don't know. I feel like if I went to a bar.
Or if it's one big fish eye and scrape the whole thing off, I'm like, fuck it. I win.
It's a whale eye. You just scrape like the top 7/8 of it off.
A tablespoon of whale eye.
I don't know. I feel like if I went to a bar at 1:30 and swallowed a live goldfish without water, I would have intercourse that night.
So it's lucky.
Well, lucky in that sense.
It's lucky in that sense, and I also think that it is not impressive, but enough. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
You're not going to take the top talent at the bar, but you're not. That's not the target audience.
Talent being ladies.
You're not ladies going home, with you're not lady going home parts.
Home. All right. The fish eyes, not so much.
I feel like everybody's like, whatever. Like, I also feel like you have to really announce it and let people, look at it closely. Yeah. Like, holy shit, that is fish eyes. But with a goldfish, you can be like, look at the bar, motherfuckers! And you're holding a goldfish above your head. And then you just, like, nope. And it's gone. And, like, women fucking throw their panties at you, and you choose from those panties which one you want to intercourse, probably based on smell. And then...
Smell and size, right?
Certainly. Okay. Certainly. I would say smell first, though.
Yeah.
We're going to notice the smell first.
Oh, yeah.
Try to knock those ones away.
Good.
Smell them coming.
Herpes has a very, very particular smell.
It's almonds, right?
Lemon pepper like and almonds.
Lemon pepper almonds. That's distinctive.
Yeah. No, there's no mistaking it. It's like a cotton mouth. You know that smell. There are no cucumber plants around here. It's a cotton mouth, right?
Cotton mouth snakes smell like
cucumbers.
Wow.
If you eat them, it's technically a vegetable.
Huh.
Big in the vegetarian community, cotton mouth snakes.
Let's see why.
It's just a cucumber inside. It's just a big, long cucumber that moves around until you kill cucumber. It.
Is there a salami snake? One that's just...
Yes, very much so.
What kind?
It's Italian. It's a constrictor.
Okay.
Makes sense. I think it's the salami. I think that's how they... That's just the name of it.
All right.
It's not. It's a pretty rare snake. That's okay. Why.
Yeah. Be awesome. Just throw it on the deli slicer.
Oh yeah. The head part even.
Yeah.
You just slice it.
Yeah. Like the first, I guess. Like well, I guess what would could be considered the head really ends up in like a ham salad.
Okay.
Because it's not. Yeah. Like there's just so much going on there that it's not the real meat of the thing.
Lips and butts.
Right. And they do that with the same, like, with the last, like, 6 inches. But that middle part really is the prime stuff. You seal it up in plastic and ship it off to the stores.
Peel it? Like skin peel?
That's the skin on.
Okay.
Holds all the goodness in.
Yeah, there's wrapped and then there's not wrapped. You can go either way with it.
All right.
I like the skin on just because I like feeling like... Nothing has gotten to the insides of it. Just me. I'm the only one that's been
I usually
there.
Get, like, pre-sliced.
Really?
Bagged. Yeah.
I like to get it in a big log and then, like, eat off of it like Bugs Bunny. Like, pretend it's a carrot and just, like, big hunks of salami in my mouth. Salami! That's how they pronounce it.
Weird, yeah. Sorry. I didn't quite catch it the first
it's
time.
The name of the snake. It's a different with they fuck with the eye with the pronunciation of it. Salami.
Snake.
It's a salami. Snake.
Not nearly as vegetarian though, huh?
No.
Okay.
No. The only
Nor
snake
as
that you can eat is a cottonmouth if you're a vegetarian.
A.K.A. the cucumber snake?
Yes.
Yelp.
Filled with seeds that you can plant in the dirt and grow your own cottonmouth snakes.
Sounds dangerous.
We just get a pen. I mean, it's no more dangerous than raising any other venomous animal from a seed.
I suppose that's true. That's a good point. Take the proper precautions.
Right. I'd say it's way easier than any of the spiders that you can grow from seed.
It's hard to keep them in,
yeah. Yeah, like
them in a bucket. Don't
you need a really fine netting.
really fine.
Or a bucket, little. I guess, but you'd have to put something on the top.
Hosiery. Menthol hosiery.
Yeah, it's hard to pour in the dark.
It's still crazy hot if you guys want some.
I'll get a little bit more.
It's like a thermos thingy. Coffee pot.
Steve Martin would be proud.
No, but pour it over the floor because it'll spill out all over the place. It doesn't pour well. Where do
I push here? That way.
The way that goes.
Makes sense. Halfway, all the way, three times around.
No, once away. Like, well, halfway. You got it.
That's good. Amanda, you're late. You need to get home. You had to be home at 10. It's 11:15. Mom's up. She has to work in the morning. Do the right thing.
She's worried.
At least call.
Text her. She knows how to do that.
Right.
It's easy enough.
Post something on her Facebook wall. You got to reach out. You got to let Mom know you're cool. It's a crazy world out there. She's right to worry. Just give her that heads up.
There's traffic.
There's always traffic.
Yep. That can be your excuse.
Traffic is awful in Zanesville.
Where's Zanesville?
Middle of the country somewhere.
Like Nebraska?
Yeah. Zanesville, Nebraska.
All right.
Seriously, Amanda, at least fucking post on her Facebook wall. But not while you're driving. Pull over.
There's not really traffic, dude. I was giving her an excuse. Because she's out fucking some dude, I'm sure.
Well, do what you're going to do. Like, I don't know. I feel like Amanda's mom's cool. She won't need, like, just, I'm out. I'm fine and out. Right. But she certainly knows her better than I do. So I don't want to be presumptuous. If you need an excuse, certainly go with traffic. Because Zanesville's traffic is notorious.
One lane everywhere.
Everywhere.
I don't know why they would do that.
No street parking.
Inconvenient as
one hell. Lane with a lot of street parking. It's one lane with street parking everywhere. And it's crazy. You just can't get anywhere. It's so difficult to find a parking spot and then to get to a parking spot is like, how the fuck do I even do this? It's just one lane.
Get out.
You wait.
You just stop.
You wait until everybody in front of you gets out. Every time you move up a little bit.
It's going to be a long day.
Mom will understand. She's been in it.
Yep.
She's been married 3 times. She's seen a thing or two.
Tell her about the show.
Tell her about the show.
One lane, that's stupid. Why wouldn't they just put two? Or, like, more?
To encourage walking.
All right, no, I guess.
That they did.
Yeah.
I don't like being encouraged to do, like...
That's a good call.
I know I'm supposed to, like, eat vegetables and shit, but... Or I know I'm supposed to, like... move, but I don't, like, I really appreciate the effort, Michelle. Fuck off. Okay? Like, I know. I need to move. Like, and move a little bit more than I do, and not eat fucking Taco Bell, and, you know, fund the air horn industry, but...
Who's Michelle?
Obama, dude. She's always telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Move.
And she's right. Like, I totally get it. You're right. Like, I'm admitting that. You're absolutely right. I should totally eat more vegetables. Probably should walk around a little bit more. Should park, I don't know, farther from the office than I do. But all the time on TV, like, this is my
supposed to park on the street?
Park at the edge of town if you're in Zanesville.
Fucking shit.
It's the only way you'll be able to get out with any regularity. Yeah. You need to leave.
Zanesville is so stupid. Makes me feel kind of sorry for them.
It's not their fault. They're backward people.
Nebraska for you.
So much corn.
Yeah. So much husking, right?
Oh, yeah. Damn. A lot of husking.
Like, lots of husking.
How do they get trucks in and out?
They get train, I guess?
Nothing goes through Zanesville.
Just drop everything at the edge of town. People come pick it
really?
Up.
Really? All the highways, like, bend around Zanesville.
Too many lanes? We've got a one-lane-only policy?
Right, but just in Zanesville. Okay. It's not, like, statewide.
Wouldn't be near as bad if they weren't all two ways, you know? I think they make one lane one way, but no. People coming from both directions.
Well, that's extra stupid.
Yeah, it's confusing.
So it's a one-way both ways? Man.
It certainly is.
And no off-street parking?
No off-street parking. Anywhere.
How big is the city?
Driveway. It's a small, like, it's like a suburb. It's like a
2 miles across?
Like Toledo.
Wow.
Man, so, like, it's Toledo got a sucked. Full, it's got, like, a city part to it, but not really. It's just sort of big and sprawly, and, but not too big. It's Nebraska.
Terrible traffic.
Awful traffic. Some of the worst.
Not the worst.
No. I hear New York and L.A. are both worse.
Huh.
But every time I hear New York and L.A. traffic, I also hear Zanesville mentioned.
I'll keep an ear out for it.
Shout out.
We were in Vegas, weren't we?
We were in Vegas. Is that where we left off in the story?
Matt, are we killing you? Interested?
Sure.
That's a no.
It's thrilling. Bring it on. I got nothing else to say. Shit.
Camped out on the roof of Treasure Island parking lot.
Surprised we didn't get asked to leave.
Yeah, there's apparently cameras all over us, but nobody seemed to care that we were sleeping in the parking lot.
I can't imagine you're the first people in Vegas.
Yeah.
They're probably like, shit, those guys just lost all of their money in our casino.
That's kind of what I thought, too. Yeah.
And what are we going to do? We're going to come fucking kick them out of the parking lot? You could have turned that into a comp.
That's how you get a shooter.
Yeah. You know, they show up like, fine, dude, but I lost all my money, man. Can you comp me a room? And they'd be like, yeah.
Seems there's only four people are staying here right now anyway.
Yeah,
it's Monday night.
That was the nicest time that I had in Vegas, I think.
Yep.
It was
the
a
early
decent
part
view
of just, sleeping. Yeah, it got like hot nice. And steamy for the morning. But the early part was good.
I don't know why you're on my lap. drove to Reno?
Yeah, we did. It was like 8 hours, right?
Something like that, yeah.
It's a pretty long haul.
Yeah. Crazier open space, more sand and fucking shit.
A lot of sand. Saw some prisoners working on a fence.
Nice.
We got a lead car in one construction area. Took some photos. Saw some ghost towns. Mm-hmm. I bought a hat.
Got gypped on gas. If you go to that one gas station and you see it at the top of the hill and there's a big radio station on top of a bigger hill next to you, skip it. Just keep driving.
Drive gas for like in like two more gas stations.
$1.50. Cheaper.
But if you get to the last gas station,
turn around. Yep.
Because it's more expensive.
Middle
than
of town.
The first one.
Make middle sure you're in middle town.
Totally agree.
In Reno?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, this is some crazy. Oh, fuck. Jace Joplin?
There you go.
Is that right?
Before the tornado.
I'd say it's not there anymore.
Nevada?
Joplin, Nevada leveled. It was a national tragedy.
Right down the middle. Got the cheap gas station. Two expensive just ones are just fine.
That figures. Yeah.
Yep.
Making out like bandits.
Mm-hmm.
You did get a hat. A bright orange hat.
I got a bright orange hat, and it was the most subtle of all the hats available at this particular gas station.
The world's first all-green guest center?
Yeah.
Something? Like,
yeah, that
no off-the-grid...
That shed was fully off the grid.
It was totally a shed.
Absolutely.
Like, it couldn't have been anything in
shed.
There.
This
like,
was the Joplin Visitor Center?
Tech.
Do what?
This was the Joplin Visitor
yes,
Center?
Yes, whatever the hell this town was.
All right.
Yeah, it was like the kind you put your lawnmower in. Like, my fucking, yeah, you guys are tough.
Fully green, huh?
Yep.
Ooh.
There's a neat view from there. Then we stopped at what? That fucking lake? Walton?
Oh, yeah, Lake Watts.
Nope.
Nope.
So where the riots were?
It was right by a military base.
Yeah. And it was big and crazy. You could see forever.
And when Austin took my picture, I crossed my legs like, I meditate, but I've never meditated a day in my life. But if people see that picture, they'll be like, look at that dude. He's all meditative up there and shit.
Yep.
Fully, but not. And then at work, I photoshopped myself into
floating
black and white.
Okay.
And left the background color and also left my orange hat color.
Nice. Fancy with that shit.
Don't check the show notes.
It's good. You can do what?
No worries.
There's like a billion pictures at egghead.com to look through.
Hey, I still haven't gotten you the ones I took.
Yeah, me neither.
So then we got to your cousin's place, right?
Got to Reno and hung out by the river.
Yeah, there's a girl Truckee with river. Dancing sticks.
Yeah, this little hippie girl with devil sticks.
Yeah, devil sticks.
And she was dancing around the park like a fairy. She was cute.
Yeah, she was.
Nice little river area, nice little park. Yeah. Like, little but cool.
Canoe course set up in there.
Yeah, that's right. Kayaking joint.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, pretty serious one.
Yeah. Like, obstacles, like flags to go around and shit.
Ring of fires and shit. Jump through.
I didn't see any of those, but there were ramps.
Awesome.
Yeah. Reno is cooler than Vegas by a lot.
Way cooler.
Like, by a lot. It
smells great there.
Yeah, it did smell nice. Hung out with my cousin.
She's nice.
She's nice.
Beer Can.
Beer Can is a band.
We hung out with them, too.
Yep.
Beck cover band?
You would think, but no.
No? No.
Punk? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. Check our show notes for better names.
I don't remember any of them.
Suicide Seed.
That was one.
That's nice. A good one. Take that one.
It's yours. Thanks for letting us stay at your place.
They were decent. It was cool to watch them play. They were playing really loud.
Yeah, they were into it, man.
But it was kind of cool.
They're drunk and into it. Yeah. They like baseball. Oh, what?
They did that like baseball
band
a lot.
Like baseball? Fuck yeah, dude. They like baseball a ton. Lot. And then an aggressive dog and a little more chill dog.
You stayed with the band?
Yeah, it was her boyfriend's band.
Nice.
I think he played bass.
Best toothbrush of my life, I think.
Really?
You I think so. You used a toothbrush?
No, I brought my own toothbrush, but no toothpaste.
Yeah.
But it was I've changed toothpaste brands.
To the brand that you use there?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, what is it, man?
It's Crest with baking soda and peroxide, I think.
Wow.
It was lovely. But that was probably after like 3 days of not brushing my teeth, so it probably helped.
Saw Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, that drove up crazy roads.
Was after you brushed your teeth. Which one did that fall in relationship
after. To? After.
Okay.
It's an important point, though. Lake Tahoe's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Like, we stopped at some little observation point and
keep
it was freezing cold.
I mean, don't let it go green. Keep it blue. Whatever color it's supposed to be, don't change the color of Lake Tahoe. It's really important that it stays that same color. It's either green or blue, and it should not go to either green or blue.
Nice.
So keep it whatever it is now.
It gets oxidized or something weird?
Yeah, there's a process.
People get pissed off.
Every time
from the global warming.
Every time you throw a tire into Lake Tahoe, it changes color and fucking knock it off. Like, tourists come here, and we need to keep it nice.
It was way snowy. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, super snowy.
To go from the desert to...
Super snowy. Like, 20-foot banks of snow where they cleared off the roads. Like, up over the trees and shit.
Nice.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And this is in, what, April?
Yeah. Beginning of April.
Okay.
Middle of April. Yeah, burritos are good. Still at top. Do what? Yeah, burritos at whatever the place it was.
Burrito
name
place.
Of it. Burrito Joe's or some shit like that.
That sounds right, actually.
in... What's that town's name? Incline? Yeah, sure. There. Almost died on the way back from there. Because the road was snowy as shit and slippery. Icy, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was scary. The wet parts from, like, the melt during the day froze up at night. And so there were icy patches. And then we just, like, got home and hung out for a minute and then went to bed at, like, 10 o'clock.
It was pretty early, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought so.
And then off to San Francisco.
Yep. That was the only time we got rain.
2 hours or something. It snowed like a bitch for a little bit.
Snowed and rained and...
2 hours from Lake Tahoe to San Francisco?
Something like that. Huh. Yeah, it wasn't very long.
2.5, maybe.
Huh.
Went to Muir Beach.
Went to Muir Beach.
Crossed the Golden Gate Bridge.
Walked across.
Don't jump.
Don't jump. They got phones.
We've invented the telephone. Don't jump. No net, though. They're not serious about saving people's lives.
It would just detract from the view, I think. And the view of people jumping.
That's true.
Like there's a net there. And then...
Did you push anybody off?
No.
Were you there?
I didn't. Did you?
No.
Okay. Missed out.
Huge difference between bicyclists who know what they're doing and bicyclists who do not know what they're doing.
Almost run you over all the time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Beware of any rental bike and be totally assured that any person with a fancy bike is going to pass you within inches, but you will be very safe.
You could start doing jumping jacks and they'd still like
they would still, yeah,
make it
like ollie in between your leg and arm and like mid jump and throw you a peace sign and a joint and be like, we're out.
Welcome to San Francisco.
Welcome to San Francisco.
We ride really
be careful.
Well,
that lady on the other end of the bridge is a transvestite. They yell all that out every time they pass the tourist doing jumping jacks.
Drove around. We went to Muir Beach after that, right?
Yep.
That was cool.
Drove around a little more.
Drove around some more.
Played frisbee golf in Golden Gate Park.
Yep. That place was crazy.
Yeah, it was. It's a big park.
And apparently a really hard frisbee golf place. Like, it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Lots of places for to lose your frisbee.
Yeah, I lost the frisbee almost, and then Austin found it. Like, on the second hole.
People come from all over to play that course.
Dude sits down. We're teeing off at a hole. Dude sits down from closer from us to the street. Which is what, 30 feet?
Yeah, 30 feet.
The street there was closer. Sits down on a bench, whips out this fucking giant piece of glass pipe, and
blows his nose into it.
And fucking, like, seemingly smoking a giant glass pipe 20 feet from the street. That was crazy.
He had a prescription. That was cool.
I guess. Crazy.
People were nice there. They helped us find our discs.
Yeah, people were super nice in San Francisco and helped out. Santa Cruz?
Yeah, then we went down to Santa Cruz. I forgot my passcode for the ATM in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
And my cell phone was crazy, fucking useless because it's AT&T, iPhone, whatever. And so it fucking sucked balls. But Austin's Android was fine. So the rumors are true.
AT&T sucks.
Balls.
Can you even consider it rumors at this point?
The rumors of President Lincoln's assassination are true.
Has been confirmed.
It has been confirmed.
The ratio is not right. Percentage of hot chicks in Santa Cruz is 100.
100
is that what we determined?
To none, yes. Not okay. One unattractive lady in San Francisco.
No, Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
Yes. I don't think we saw any ladies in San Francisco.
No, not really.
All dudes.
The only lady
ladies,
we saw
huh?
was talking to her dog. as she was riding a bike.
So it still might have been a dude?
Yeah.
It was too... She came by too fast to tell.
Yeah, 100% of the ladies are hot.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Cruz. Pretty sure that's the correct number.
And there's farms out there. We saw some of those. We saw some farms.
Was that between there?
Maybe not. Maybe that was the next day.
Next day, I think.
Some artichoke farms?
Yeah, oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
This fucking place, the office for the, the Paradise Inn?
Yeah, Paradise Inn. Santa Cruz.
Oh, Jesus. Like, I walked into that place to get the hotel room for the night that I had ordered on using my kayak app on my phone, and it fucking was unbelievable, the stench of curry in this place.
Bad like, enough that he snuck up the car when he got back in. After
exactly.
Wow.
And that
like,
I could.
I was like, wow, you really stink, dude.
And then, I was worried the whole time that our room, I had already bought a room that was tainted with curry smell.
And horrible graffiti on the wall outside.
Yes,
like I said.
Very offensive graffiti.
Fuck you, towel heads. Something.
Then, something illegible.
Something just didn't make sense.
Yeah. Jelly beans are awesome. What?
I think it was on the camera.
And... So, yeah, we got into the room, and I took my hoodie off, and luckily that had been where most of the curry absorption had happened, and the room was fine, and, we just stayed there.
Cool.
And we drove around and got some beers.
Oh, yeah.
And everywhere there was a chick, there was a hot chick.
Like 100% everywhere.
Of the time. Always. I try not to say never and always, but always. Hot chick.
Should put that on the advertising.
We should. There's a little roller coaster area downtown.
Yeah, we stayed across the street from the boardwalk joint. And looked like it was boardwalky.
Having some fun.
It looked like it was old and not really used anymore.
Yeah, people are over it, I think.
But they had a big parking lot that seemed
empty.
It seemed empty at night.
Shouldn't that be in the boardwalk shopping?
Well, it was empty late at night, wasn't it?
Yeah, we didn't pull into town until late. Not too late, I guess. But...
No, it was 9, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess that's
true. Not that late. All right, apparently underused boardwalk. I don't know why I'm even looking for this. Sitting on here. Santa Cruz down the 1. Next day?
Yep.
The 1 is a neat road. Had to take a detour that ended up being the craziest detour ever, I think.
Yeah, it was a crazy long detour. And beginning to take that detour was my one regret of the trip. Because we turned around, we went all the way down to where the road closed.
Yeah.
And we turned around, and as we were coming back by, we saw there was a guy who was hitchhiking. And I thought, we were in the perfect position to pick up this hitchhiker. Because there's
dudes.
Two of us.
Yeah.
We're only going as far... He was going north. We're only going far enough north to take an inlet road.
Yeah.
And then continue going
south.
What
if he was going to L.A., though, and didn't... he was willing to... He was going north?
He was coming north, yeah, from that. And I would presume that he didn't walk all the way down to the road closing and then oh, fuck.
And I can't just climb some rocks to get over the road.
Right. So I was thinking, he would have been in the car for 10 minutes.
Slit both of our throats.
Slit both of our throats, but we would have died in California.
And he would have had a free
car.
Nissan Versa.
Sweet.
That road was crazy. Turned into crazy, super country road. Seemed to be the only place to get around this road closure. And,
cut through, a military base and a crazy national forest. And, I was really glad that we took that detour. Saw an old dude on a bike with a flat.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He was crazy old, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was old.
Riding up crazy mountain roads.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you Turban Winter. What do you think that says?
That sounds right. Can't believe you actually found that.
That looks like you Turban Winter.
I don't know what that means. And dude did not have a turban on. Like, he was Indian, but he wasn't wearing a fucking turban.
He wasn't magic.
Every redneck doesn't have a gun rack. Oh, wait. No, that's okay.
Yeah, that doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Graffiti
Santa Cruz,
first
what are you
language?
Talking about winter?
What? Drive into L.A. and take the car back, and it's kind of the deal, isn't it?
That was it.
Get to the airport way too late.
Slept at the airport.
Slept relatively comfortably at the airport.
Could have been worse.
Yeah.
Some guy woke me up.
Really?
I was like...
Was it me?
No. I was like asleep for like the first time, and at like, I don't know, must have been like 1 o'clock. I didn't really look at the thing, but he was like, are you on this flight? I was like, no.
Yeah.
My flight doesn't leave until the morning.
That's nice of him.
It was nice of him, but like, no.
Yeah.
My flight doesn't leave until the morning.
Got my shit. But I appreciate myself, asshole. I'm trying to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Fuck you, you Turban Window? It was written in the window.
Huh. It was weird.
I don't know. That's an E.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Good trip all around.
Lots of
driving. It was crazy.
You did all the driving.
That make you mad?
No. But it made me feel awkward because I offered like 3 or 4 times to try to, but like I didn't want to harp on it because I didn't necessarily want you to think like that I gave a shit about driving that much because I didn't, but I did want to like contribute. But if it wasn't needed, then that's cool. So it didn't bother me, but it was just like, how many times is it polite to offer before, like, I'm just like, all right, you're driving. There's a standing offer, so, like, yeah. There's nothing more I can do.
Well, surprisingly, not tired for that much driving.
Yeah, you drove like a maniac.
Lots of weird shit to look at.
Yeah, pretty unsafe at times. Like, a lot of, like, taking photos and...
Yeah, that's probably true.
A lot of taking photos.
A lot of taking photos while driving.
Yeah.
And reaching for stuff on crazy mountain windy roads. It's great in Dayton. Made it back.
Yeah.
That's it. Your lovely wife was lovely enough to come and get us.
Yeah, she was nice.
That was nice of her.
Thanks, Christine. Please don't listen to the show.
Sounds like fun.
I'm glad we're done telling about the trip.
Yeah. I think that was longer than the trip itself.
Oh, felt like it.
Weeks and weeks.
Snort coffee. It is sleepy time.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Nice.
What does that mean? It's just the first 4 numbers. Unless you count 0. And then it's the 4 numbers following 0.
Are listeners snorters? Is that what they're called?
I think so.
I like it. Do we have a snorter mail, or...?
No, not at all. Our listeners, obviously, are not into contacting the show.
Which is cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
Pisses me off. But if you're alright with it...
It pisses you off that we're alright with it?
No. know, it pisses me off they don't contact us. But if you guys are all right with it, I guess I won't complain.
Why does it piss you off? What do you need from them?
I feel like they owe us a little something for doing this for them.
They owe us?
Yeah. Big time. Hours of free entertainment here, people. The very least you could do is say, hey, this is the greatest show I've ever heard. I'm like, sure, we already know that.
Give us 5 stars in 2 words on iTunes.com. 5 stars, 2 words. That's the new campaign. Snort coffee.
Snort coffee.
5 stars and then write snort coffee in there. You're done.
It's pretty quick.
You can do it on your phone if you have a phone that does that.
Does badass count as 2 words? Or can I do badass show?
That's fine. All right. It's on you, like, if you want to go more than 2 words, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. 2 words just to, like, there's some characters in that field just for that reason. Could just be, like, what you think, how you think you would spell the sound of a fart. If that's, you could write that in there. Just give us some stars and do that.
P-B-F-F-F-T. Okay.
That sounds fine.
Is that all right? You all right with that?
I'd like maybe an exclamation point in there.
That kind of depends on the situation, doesn't it?
Well.
You're not getting an exclamation point under 25 PSI.
Capital letters in there, then?
Just the P.
Huh.
Even at whatever you just said, PSI?
No, then you can go all caps.
All caps.
Yeah. If it gets exclamation point, it's all caps, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then however many exclamation points are needed up until...
Beyond.
RoboCop status.
Right.
Right.
I'd say up to 1 exclamation point per PSI.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of exclamation points.
Only beyond 35, though.
25. Okay, 25, yeah.
So that is... 10... exclamation points for a Leo Laporte fart.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
It's spelled the same.
And 60 for RoboCop. And Lepentoman.
That's going to be like... Do you really count them at that point, or you just hit the button? Hold it down.
Just hold it.
There you go.
Hold it, and then just
Who's
go by feeling.
Check. You know?
I'm not. It's crazy. Still hot out here.
Yeah, it's warm.
They get hotter.
Feels a little muggier.
Nice. That's right where I want it to be. Show over yet?
No, man.
What about 4 months from now?
It might be.
Hopefully.
Still going strong. The quietest podcast audience in existence.
For the quietest podcast in existence, I imagine.
It's true.
Only in like the 6th or 7th hour.
A lot of quiet time.
It's just the first hour on this episode.
In your hearts.
In your farts. It's the first hour. It's always the first hour. It's the first hour of the rest of your life.
You guys noticed that you got DPers and DPEs? And that's fucking gross.
With you so far?
Yeah.
I mean, like, sexually? Or
yes.
Is this like a sports thing?
No, it's sexually.
Okay.
I try not to see things like that, but...
Trying to put labels on things?
Well, no. Well, that too, yeah. I meant see things like DPEs and DPers.
It's all over. You can't avoid it.
No. I would... Yeah.
Just drive down the street.
DP, 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 everywhere I fucking go.
So gross.
I don't even know how to discuss it other than it's really fucking gross.
It's not that gross.
One in the stink, one in the pink.
It's fine.
Only a person on Earth. That's hilarious.
Yes, exactly.
No pigs. Right. Like, that's just
yeah, that's
normal.
Definitely gross. That's
normal sex. What are you talking about?
Normal.
That's like regular.
I think you might be doing it wrong.
That's totally normal, dude.
Are you getting blowjobs from him?
There's no blowjobs at DP.
No, but you seem
one
to have
pink,
company when
one
when
in sink.
Yeah, one you've got a friend, sink. Apparently.
Just do not turn on your garbage disposal and put one in the sink and one in the pink. And it's awesome. It's regular. It's just like run-of-the-mill. Grammy does it all the time.
What about T-peers?
It's pretty intense.
What's the next one? Q-peers?
That's
where I'm out.
Or Q-peers again.
I feel like, yeah, I could go into T-peers because there's a potential. I will come over and say that it's greasy, or not greasy, it's greasy in all of them, but that it's skeevy and gross in Q-peers because then one hole has to have, like, two things in it.
Right, with TPE, there's a hole for every hole.
Oh, God.
Right.
Oh, man.
Like, you can, like,
I didn't
right.
picture it.
But then in QP, like, you gotta mash
yeah,
it. Like
somebody's doubling up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done. I didn't actually picture. I was just making a stupid joke. Oh, sorry, folks.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Then it's weird.
Well, I head up to...
If you're into QP, you're making it weird on
I head up
for everybody.
To SP.
How many would SP be?
Everybody's doubling up?
I guess
so. Is that
so.
Six?
Yeah.
Everybody's doubling up.
Oh, boy.
It's like a Catholic family. Like, we're going to have to share rooms. Like, this is intense. There's a lot of us. We don't have a ton of space.
Takes a special woman, doesn't it?
Or, well, no, yeah. Dudes. Yeah, definitely.
Or six gay dudes.
Just, like, five dudes all in one butt? Is that how an SP with gay dudes would work?
So. That's
well,
still
no,
only be a QP.
Too. But they only have one, so it would be like three in the mouth and three in the butt.
Yeah, at least.
Or mate, like, just go two, like, my butt's sore, just do, like, two. We'll make sure we get everybody in the mouth. Like, we'll overcompensate on this end to alleviate. I just had a bunch of engine parts up there, so we got to let that heal.
Practicing farting.
I'm going to get really good. I'm gonna go professional. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to make a fortune.
It's the best SP ever. I feel so close to you guys. I feel like we're like one dude.
That's really gross.
It's out there, man.
Like, really gross. It seems to happen. Or at least there's pictures of it.
Check your show notes.
No, don't check your show notes on that one either. I'm neglecting show notes, apparently. Little way being an asshole. Driving down the road. Saw a big pile of junk. And then there's a piece of plywood leaning up against it. Had spray painted free stuff. So I stole the piece of plywood.
Awesome.
Said free stuff.
Like a new, like a nice, not too warped or anything piece
of
plywood?
No, it was
plywood.
In bad shape. But it was what I was saying, this isn't garbage, it's yours.
You're reducing his chances of getting rid of the rest of his shit.
Yes.
Big time.
Big time.
It was free, and now it's just...
That's shit piled up.
That's just something the city wants you to move in the next week, or you're going to get a ticket.
I like to have a piece of plywood with free stuff spray painted on it.
Yeah, that could become useful later. Trying to get rid of some shit.
Speaking of which,
but nail it to a tree. You learned that lesson.
I'm a mini hoarder. Come to find that I've used several things that I've hoarded over the years recently. When I stick something somewhere and I'm like, oh, I'll use that sometime. Totally do. Like these fucking cans that I do my cigarettes in.
Right.
Had them for probably 10, 15 years. Been sitting in a box somewhere. So hoarding pays off. Hear that, hoarders? Pays off.
Keep it up, people.
Keep it up.
You're going to use all those old newspapers one day.
Never know when you buy a cat, dude.
Or a bird of some kind. Yeah.
They love to read as well.
Or need to reference something from the past.
Something completely irrelevant.
That was covered in your local newspaper.
I was proud of that. Like, there's something else. I don't remember what it was. But
maybe you'll start fishing a lot and, like, have to give away. Like, you fish so much that you can't eat all the fish that you get.
You gotta wrap them up in something.
Your buddies are like, hey, man, can I get on some of that fish? You'll need that paper.
Yep.
Excellent use. What's the other item? A bunch of twist ties?
Could be.
Did you close the shit out of some stuff?
No. Huh. No, I do have a bunch of twist ties, though. Can't seem to throw them away.
You'll need them one day.
I don't think we're capturing the sounds of East Dayton.
Just getting static?
As well as we used to.
Well, not with these new mics.
Yeah.
What's going on?
We're not catching the sounds of East Dayton as well as we used to.
How come?
The mics probably don't pick it up properly.
Aww.
Yeah. I would imagine you still hear the aliens on their motorcycles.
Oh my.
Fucking what? Sneaky fuck. Gone again.
It's ridiculous.
Now he knows where the fucking show is. He's going to be here all the time, man.
Yeah, I would guess that he will drop in from time to time.
He should bring us cookies or something.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. He would hear me say that if he wasn't so fucking fast.
I was hoping that he was within earshot, but he looks pretty small from here.
Tiny.
He's probably pretty far away.
You guys want to say bye?
More than anything in the whole wide world.
Thanks for listening. You can find us, snortcoffee.com, at snortcoffee on Twitter. There may be a Facebook page for your old people.
Graham.
937-551-1040. I wish we could get that ringing on everybody's phone. That would be cool.
Just like make a ringtone out of you saying the phone number?
No.
Just put a ring. It would ring to all three phones?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I don't think it's possible.
Except for one of us calling, so it only ring to two phones.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, people.
So do we stop recording, like, right after we do
the intro? Right now. We're done.
For real?
No.
Okay.
Wait. Now.
Now?
No. Maybe.
Not yet.
What? Now.
Still feels
should
early.
Be soon, though.
Way too early.
Wait for it.
There's more stuff, quiet noises to hear.
Wait for it.
Now. No, not yet.
No. Way too early.
Now? Yeah, hit one of those up. There's facts on the pages, too. We should have done that.
Oh, yeah, there are facts.
Or, like, stupid shit.
That doesn't have anything to do with this show, though.
No, that's true.
All right. Is this thing or that thing? You can only go with one thing. This or that. This. Have kids who are very smart, but don't do well socially. That. Have kids who are popular and engaging, but only C&D students. No facts.
Damn.
Duh.
It's too small and it's dark in here.
Smart kids.
Dumb. You're going dumb?
Smart kids.
Why? I say smart kids, but I was both.
Well, you were the socially awkward smart or popular smart kid?
Wait. No. I was C and D smart kid that was socially awkward.
Oh.
You got the back end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the bad stuff.
Unpopular bad student.
Yeah, I'd take smart kid. One.
Yeah.
This thing.
Well, if the question is posed to someone in a parental role, which it sounds like it is, you'd almost have to take the smart kid, because not only are you getting, like, whatever grades with the C&D student, so, like, whatever those grades would be, you're also getting, like, oh, great, the fucking party's over here, like, oh, you got a fucking drunk driving ticket.
Yeah, a lot of worry.
Smart kid's a win-win.
Oh, we're pregnant? That's fucking super. You're very popular. Super engaging. I don't expect that you'll be engaged anytime soon, though.
I heard 11 guys engaged you last weekend.
SP? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why would you SP? You're 16 years old. Save that for the man of your dreams with six penises.
I think that's great advice for young women. Don't fuck up your vaginas early. Your guys later are going to want it tight.
No, they'll want it. I imagine they'd want it tight all the way through, but.
Well, that's true.
Try to keep it relatively. Save SP till you're 60. Do like when you're in
it'll
teens,
be kind of, like, yeah, it'll be
just single P, right? Yeah. And then 20s, you can DP. And then 30s, and you just step it up every, because you need, like...
You're going to be 50 before you're doubling anything up.
Right.
Okay. 40, at least.
40.
Yeah.
40, you start doubling things.
Who cares after that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's and then just pray for death before 80, I would guess. Just pray that sweet death releases you from this burden.
I gotta say,
multiple
if you're taking...
phalluses and different... fallacies.
If you're taking on
places.
Seven cocks in your 70s, you're not going to make it to your 80s.
Love you, Grammy. You're the best. You're the best Graham ever.
If it doesn't kill you alone, something you did.
Those guys at the rest home are the luckiest dudes to be with my Graham. She's just the best.
All eight of them on her floor.
She's making it to 90, too.
Oh,
so
wow.
This is going to get...
Something wow. to work
she's,
for, you know?
She's devoted to tearing something. Before she goes out.
She hadn't
she's intense.
Yet.
No.
Jesus. Wow.
No, yeah, she's...
Stretching.
Special
like,
lady.
Yeah.
Special lady. Yeah. She's great. She's the best.
Great. She sounds sweet.
She's really nice.
Yeah.
She's so nice. Like,
does she like younger guys?
Whatever.
Really?
Whatever.
I'm like...
She's just really liberal in that.
Okay.
Like, she still votes McCain-Palin, but... In that regard, yeah. She's wicked liberal. Like, all whatever. Right. Just all comers.
You guys busy later, like, later tonight? Wait. Are you in
there
that?
Are laws.
Okay. No, so not you. Matt?
Okay.
Do you want to go watch?
I can probably line up
really,
six or seven old dudes if I make a call.
Okay.
That she could. Well, she? I wouldn't line it up, but she could.
How old is she?
73.
Okay, so we got me and Matt.
Oh, she's only 73?
And
yeah.
Four more dudes.
I heard she was telling people she was 82.
Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, like, it's not...
Just to get one
she
more.
She doesn't use it as a rule. She uses it, like, as a guideline.
Oh, okay.
Like, generally, but, like...
It's not
Easter
a hard
weekend.
Rule.
Like, it's Easter.
Find an extra guy, right?
Usually you hear them, like, saying you're...
Covered in the cum of the lamb. It's Easter. She's got to get ridiculous... Or else Jesus died for nothing.
Find the Easter eggs.
That was the worst thing I've ever said.
It was pretty terrible.
If I'm going to hell, yeah, I'm going to hell. Like, that's going to be, like, I'm going to get up to the gates, and Peter's just going to, like, open his laptop and, like, hit, like, covered in the cum. Ah, fuck. I gotta see you guys. Just walk off.
He's like, we let a lot of shit slide these days, but fuck
we're
you.
Trying to, but no. There's no... No exemption can be made for that one.
This isn't even debatable.
It's just no point talking.
So, are you in it?
No, I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
Why?
Too good for Grammy?
Committed married, I forgot. Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. Yeah.
This is sports sex. That doesn't even count in the same way.
If your wife's watching, then it's fine, but
what if we get her on Skype?
Yeah, okay. And that might be able to work.
Back in?
You're back in.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
As long as I get approval, I mean.
Call her up.
All right. Is this happening tonight?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's still early. Right. Graham awake at 1:30?
Yeah, she's
1:30.
Down. She's down.
All right, cool.
Where she stay?
Shady Pines on 4th Street downtown. The big, like...
Near McCook's?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's got all that gear. Like, it's don't
nice
worry about gear.
Just walk to work.
Like, you're solid on gear at her place. Whatever you want. Like, whatever you need
whatever
for that
need,
situation.
Like,
yeah. From like real doll, if you need to imagine that things were still in the places that they started out in terms of body parts. She's got like that all the way down to just like butt plugs.
I like big ones.
Well, she's like, a lot of the dudes that get into it like are afraid of a sneak attack, and then the S or the 8P or the OP turns into more than they expected. Like, not they're on their DPE and not a DPer.
Yeah.
And so, just as a precaution, just like get into the match with that, like, gear, with that specific gear.
Is this used equipment?
Well, she's got like an autoclave.
Oh, okay.
So it's used, but it's.
All right. Sterilized.
Yeah, she's super into it.
She's also a tattooist.
Yeah.
Okay.
She does a little bit.
Does she keep them sealed? Like, she'll open the bag in front of me?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. I'm back in.
No problem.
All right. We got to go, folks.
Bye.
How many are we going? How many dudes we got to find? Five?
I mean, it's whatever you guys want.
Is her lying age or her... real age?
By whatever standard you want. I mean, if you want to go to OP, she's fully in.
What if we're only able to round up six? Is she going to be interested still?
Is it going to be weird if it's just DP?
I would definitely consider that weird.
It'll be boring, but it won't be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it'll just sort of be the whatever. Yeah. Like, not interesting, but.
I heard Grammy said bring three, you know, or don't even call me.
No, not my Grammy.
I thought that was her slogan.
She doesn't have a slogan, dude. Don't make it out to be ridiculous. This is totally normal. My Graham has a bunch of butt sex and other sex with extra sex on top of it. And she's super religious, and it's Easter weekend, and it's going to be fucking balls deep. It's going to be sweet. Probably won't be room for your balls. Because there's a lot of shit in there already.
Yeah, it's going to get close to balls.
It's going
to
get, yeah.
I picture
close at least, like, balls stacked, like, on top of each other.
Yeah.
I picture, like, an old typewriter situation when you press down too many keys too fast.
It's going to get all jammed up.
Yeah.
And you will need whiteout.
Oh, there will be whiteout.
Just huffing your way through that experience on whiteout. Just like trying to block out all the extra dicks rubbing against your dick.
It's going to take a lot of whiteout.
What's up, Matt? What's up, buddy?
Remember that time when we were not doing this?
That time was way better.
Beat the hell out of this time.
Really, yeah.
So, what's up with Joel's grandma's smell?
I'm going into it expecting pretty bad smell. Come on.
Well, she's 73, but she does, in her defense, she does keep it clean. I mean,
really?
But
old lady smell.
So you're still gonna at the end of the session, you're still gonna get like the smell is still gonna be horrendous. Yeah. But that's because she can't wash during the session. Like,
just makes the smell. Makes
everybody. Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
But you're saying no worse than any other.
Oh, way worse. EP. Way, way worse.
Oh, all right.
Everything's loose. Like, fluids and shit, like, it gets loud. It gets really real. It gets extra real. And, like, really just everything's, just nothing's held in place. That's why she has the real doll. Right. Like that. Right. There's a lot of, like, and I don't even know where, like, you know what I mean? Like, it can get confusing and it gets messy, and that's why she has the tarp. So.
Planning ahead.
Shows
age and wisdom.
Definitely, I would suggest bring a change of clothes.
I didn't plan on wearing clothes there.
It's kind of not, at least into the room.
Yeah.
I'm leaving all
okay,
my clothes.
Okay, then if you're leaving your gear outside.
She like think a you have to.
Sit down shower or something?
She's got, well, I mean, you don't have to sit down, but there's a seat in there.
Group shower situation, like multiple heads?
Some
out of here.
I mean, if you go all the way up to OP, some people are going to be in the shower, and some people aren't going to be in the shower just based on the space.
Right.
There's just a lot of pee going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Long, terrible show, folks.
Awfully sorry about that, Grammy.
Yeah. Getting
me worse.
Too. I don't even know you.
She's dead, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm out.
Beautiful.